Great way to start off a show, and that show is Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, and I come in here once a week.
Hey, this is Leroy Steger. Oh, yeah. You're listening to Tell the Band
sure,
to Go
now
Home. Tell the Band to Go Home.com.
It wouldn't work before, but now it works. I don't know why. That is Leroy Steger, along with a guy named Mike Adele, and a new song called Hello, Hello, Goodbye. And that is absolutely wonderful. Got to thank our pal Dietmar over in Germany for the tip on that one. And we have to congratulate Leroy Steger. He's been in this Peak Performance Contest. There's a radio station called Peak FM in Alberta and BC, I guess. They run one of these contests in Alberta, one in BC. And just last night, our pal Leroy was named the winner of this contest and took home over $100,000, which is crazy. It's so rare to see somebody so deserving win so much money, and that is just awesome. And as I told him on Facebook today, maybe now he can afford to come and lose money on another Winnipeg show. So maybe we'll see him again one of these days. Let's hope. In the meantime, how about a couple more? Let's hear a couple more. Let's play this one. We'll send this one out to Dietmar. I thought I'd play this one. Yeah, sure, why not? I think Dietmar was one of the first people in the world to hear this song, if I'm not mistaken. And it's a beauty from a great record called Everything Is Real. This is Leroy Steger, winner of the Peak Performance Contest and a whole bunch of cash. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Smile. I just wanna get out of my head. I'm stuck in this town, getting drunk, falling down, worrying and thinking about you. It's snowing in Nashville and I'm cold. schemes to make up the next country star. The bars are all lame and the music's all the same, and I just wanna play my guitar. The highways are dangerous and lonely place when the roads all look the same. I've got no direction in this town of broken dreams, and the roads all have the same name. Snow and whores and major labor wars, and everybody's got a song to write. Publishing deals and fancy new wheels. I'll be leaving this town tonight, 'cause the neon lights ain't enough to hold me. For change, cold and hungry, living out in the rain. The heart of the city don't beat so good tonight. She's down on the corner trying to feed four kids. There's a hole in her soul that her father forbids. She's leaving her home, she's coming to the promised land. Got your hats, got your bills, four car garage, little blue pills. I love living in America. She's living at the airport like a movie star. She's got a Wolfgang Puck and an Irish bar. She make a little money on the kindness of a traveling heart. When the sun goes down, you don't get caught out in this part of town. Pay no mind to the red lights you come across. shout the service, a habit to break. You're never alone with a ghost to shake. Nights are better when you can't feel anything. And when those warm Texas winds blow through, takes them back to the desert, he's searching for you. He come home, you don't recognize he became. Yeah, that's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's son, that's a soldier that's fought in the wars you won. I love living in a miracle. That's somebody's daughter, that's somebody's son, that's a soldier that's fought in the wars you won. I love living in a miracle.
Beauty there from Easton Stagger Phillips from a terrific record called Resolution Road. That is The Traveler by our pal Leroy Stagger, who won a whole bunch of cash last night at the Peak Performance Project thing. We heard from his latest record, Dream It All The Way. We heard Living in America there, featuring Kendall Carson on that. Boy, that sounded beautiful. And Snowing in Nashville from Everything Is Real. And a mighty big congrats to Leroy on his big winnings and all of his success. He's worked mighty hard for a long, long time. And Any little steps at this point help, because it's kind of ridiculous how long and how hard he's worked and how great he is, and still not enough people know who he is. It's just one of those baffling things about the music industry, you know? Anyways, hey, you know what else we're celebrating? Well, sure, why not? Well, first of all, it's tonight. It's the Vince Andrushko CD release party, and I realize that that I have tickets to give away if anybody wants to go see Vince Andrushko tonight. But the problem is that I have actual tickets, and they're here. They're here with me. So if you can pick up Vince Andrushko tickets today, or I can get them to you easily, just go ahead and let me know. Because I feel pretty bad that I haven't given them away yet, and now it's kind of horrible outside. Well, it's actually beautiful outside right now. It's nice. It's beautiful. As a matter of fact, if my children are still indoors, they better get dressed and get out there, because this is your window when it's kind of warm and it's kind of beautiful. But driving still sucks, which is why I was a little bit late for the show today. Shh, don't tell the boss. Okay. Anyways, ranting and raving. Okay, Vince Andrushko tonight. That's what I was talking about. We'll play some Vince a little bit later in the show. But it's also Stu Reed's birthday today. And as much as I love to take shots at Stu once in a while, it is his birthday. And we like to. Oh, should I do this? Sure, why not? Hello, UMFM. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Are you inside?
Yeah, we just got inside.
Oh, you went outside, though. For how long? Was it like one of those 30 seconds outside and then come right back in things?
No.
What did you do outside?
Carter shoveled. Carter started digging all the snow off the driveway, and I just made snowballs with the snowball maker.
Oh, did you throw those snowballs at Carter?
Yeah.
Good boy. All right, so that was it, eh? You didn't go to the park or anything?
No.
Why not?
Because that would be bad.
Oh. I don't think so. I don't think that would be bad at all.
Well, it would.
All right. Okay. That's good to know. Hey, is there anything you want to hear today, Jer, or anything like that?
No.
No. No requests?
No.
Just calling to say hey.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anybody else you want to say hi to?
No.
Did you know, not even Grandma?
What?
No, you don't even want to say hi to Grandma?
Yeah. Hi, Grandma!
Yeah. Did you know that today is old pal Stu's birthday, Jer?
No.
Well, it is. Did you buy him anything?
No.
Yeah, good, me either. I'm going to play him a song, though.
Okay.
Should I play it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Jer. I'm glad you got outside and, you'll get bored inside within the next 20 minutes, so maybe you can go outside. Maybe go to the park this time or something.
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, I'll see you in a little while.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. All right. So it must be Stu Reed's birthday because that's not exactly why I'm playing this, but it helps.
Oh, nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, though I know you're
Hey, this is Alex Deason from the Damwells. This is Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Today I saw an elephant playing in the ocean. Playing in the ocean on Facebook. He broke through the waves and the foam and I saved an image of him jumping through the spray. He looked like he was happy, like a little orphan kid, like Annie felt when Warbuck said she'd never be alone, 'cause he would take her home where she'd always have a place to lay her head. Today I took a plane from Cleveland to L.A. Cleveland to L.A. via St. Paul. Amber sat and slept with her mouth open while I read. And the essay that I read was by a friend. It was really speaking to me, but he's really not my friend. Just a guy I knew from way back when. I was living up in Iowa, the city where I cried about being Jewish and Ukrainian. Oh, things might stay the same, or they might start to change. Either way, it all rises before it falls down, and pieces on the ground. And what you thought was love was only some sad old sound of your high heart coming down. Today I played a show in the basement of an old church. An old church with no running water. Some hippies turned the graveyard into a garden, but the garden had too many stones in it. I played a couple songs, but the whiskey gave me heartburn and no one was really listening. When my set was done, I went looking for some Tums, but all they had were old mint leaves to chew on. Oh, things might stay the same, or they might start to change. Either way, it all rises before it falls down. Pieces on the ground, and what you thought was love was only some sad old sound of your high heart coming down. From a girl in a movie, a girl in a movie on Showtime. The movie is a trip in it when she was just a kid, though she didn't have any lines or anything. But she was always proud, and every year there on the couch we would wait for her to show up on the screen. For the one day of the year when she felt with little fear that what she wanted wasn't just a dream. Oh, things might stay the same, but they might start to change. Either way, it all rises before it falls down in pieces on the ground. What you thought was love was only
I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Luther. He's a pension check gambler. He's a park bench instructor. He's a breadcrumb handler and a pigeon conductor. He's an old ashtray miner, a half a lung hacker. Life's been unkinder and a penny roll stacker. Chuck. He's a liquor store strummer. He's a half a block howler. He's the sound of my summer. He's a dead flowers growler. He's a sidewalk street singer. Baldwin Spadina, old resonator slinger, and a drunken John Priner. Dolores. Dolores. She's a stray cat collector. She's a landlord's dilemma. She's a mangy menagerie marigold mama. She's a plastic flower bike basket, Eaton's glider rider, a long Lola loiter, and a Pall Mall provider.
I can smell the lilac from my room, the hollyhock sidewalks of June, where roses are blooming red as wine. But there are morning glories that only bloom late in the chilly afternoon. They might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest on the vine.
I think you should come with me. Come with me right now. And let's float in the air over Kensington Market. We could take your car there, but there's no place to park it. Up here with the pigeons, whom gravity pardons, we can see all the green bins and sidewalks and gardens. Yeah, we can look, and there's Chuck singing Muhlenberg County, and he's already tucked away two old Milwaukees. And just two streets over from Spadina and Baldwin, there's Luther, sitting under the bronze of Al Waxman. Yeah, and there goes Dolores on her way down to Lola to lounge in a chorus of lit-up low rollers. She gives Chuck a smoke. He gives her a song. Luther's still broke, but he shuffles along. And she hands him one, too, because she can afford it. The twilight falls blue on their cherry-tip auras. And it's plain to see now that the darkness is growing. But you're not down and out when you're down and out going.
I can smell the lilac from my room, the hollyhock sidewalks of June, where roses are blooming red as wine. There are morning glories that only bloom late in the chilly afternoon. They might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest on the vine. They might be the sweetest song of life.
Well, that's mighty beautiful, isn't it? That's Corin Raymond. That's a little sneak preview of his new record, Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams, which was supposed to be out to people who pre-ordered today, but they've run into some delays, and need to keep going on it a little bit. So apparently next week we will have that new record for you. And that means there's still time to get in on your pre-order. He's on the Pledge Music. Go to Pledge Music and look up Corin Raymond. He is, he's got all this thing there. And he's a tremendous, tremendous individual. Someone who works really, really hard and cares a whole lot. And it is my pleasure to pre-order that thing. I know it's going to be another work of absolute beauty. And I would encourage you to do your part and help get that record made. PledgeMusic.com. You just search for Corin Raymond. And you'll be happy you did. Before that, Alex Deason, he has a fundraising campaign going on as well. He's making a solo record. Well, he's made it already. He's just looking for the money to print it up and promote it and all kinds of things. We heard the song Elephant off of that upcoming record. And if you if you're really obsessed, or you know, you just really want to, you could pre-order his sister's new record as well. Cameron Deason Hammond is making a record called Words Don't Bleed. She's recording 80 songs originally done by men, now done by her, and she's got a campaign going as well. We heard a couple of songs that have leaked out of that. We heard her cover of Boys of Summer. And once again, somebody in the vast, amazing Springsteen catalog narrows in on that overdone, overhyped thing. I'm on fire. There you go. That's all I have to say about that right there. Hey, what do you want to hear? Is there something you want to hear? 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can email me, Jeff, at tellthebandtogohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook. You can look me up on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. Whatever you like, you know, find a way. Let's communicate. Let's do a thing. Let's have some fun. All right? I think we should. Have I stalled long enough for me to decide what I'm going to play? Probably not, but here, how about this? I heard this song for the first time the other day. Well, last week, I guess. Last week, I got absolutely hooked on this TV show, and I've never binge-watched something so fast in all my life, but I couldn't help it. It's this American show called The Returned, which is an Americanized, is that a word? I just made that up. Version of a French show, which I'm now watching as well because I loved it so much. Very cool show. If you can find it, it's called The Returned. Amazing cast, and I heard this song on there, and I've enjoyed it ever since. This lady's name is Caroline Rose. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
No matter where I turn, I got the carrots load. My shoes shine, brother thinks I'm so naive. Looking at me thinking I got something hidden up my sleeve. No sweetie, I'm cool as can be. I got no money, but I'm always feeling free, free, free. So what you think you're doing? Who you think you are? Drinking bottles of whiskey, smoking Cuban cigars. Think if you act like a man, you get onto this wheel. You can make it in this world without that blood on your bones heal. Coming down my gate, hate, take a side, love. Tie your boots up and then get your ass in line. I'll see them swirling skies above. It's a wonder that I'll ever see the light of day with people like you walking on the street.
beat into his head, 40 bullets to his chest. There was one end on the Bible, claimed it was a self-defense. I read all those books, yeah, seen all those films. Bet you got a pretty degree up in your windowsill, but leave me out of it. People like me don't live to fear. We can't make it in this world without the blood on our foreheads. Yeah.
Hi, this is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Some beautiful stuff from some... Stop it! Why is that playing again? That shouldn't happen. yeah. Some great roots rockin' ladies there. Capped off by Lydia Lovelace from her latest record, Somewhere Else, which at first, you know, I wasn't won over by that record. I got to be honest with you. I liked her previous record, Indestructible Machine, more. But the more I listen to it, the more I like it. And after seeing her live, I totally get it. It's so good. Lydia Lovelace. Before that, we heard Nikki Lane from her album, the title track to the album, Walk of Shame. Something from the queen of roots rock and country music, Loretta Lynn, before that, Rated X, classic. And something from a lady named Caroline Rose, we heard Blood on Your Boot Heels, from an album called I Will Not Be Afraid. We're going to take a quick break and come back and pay tribute to a guy we lost this week. And going right up to the end, he said that he was not afraid. And you got to respect that. We'll come right back with some beautiful, amazing, powerful music after these.